This week is Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. After a week of Tisha B'Av, a week of reflecting upon the Churban Beis Hamikdash and all of the tragedies and sorrows and Klal Yisrael, we come to Shabbos Nachamu, Parshas V'Eschanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Let me begin with a classic. You can never go wrong with the classics. Some of the new chidushim, you know, I see, get different reactions. But the classics, you're safe. What is the best vart you can possibly say for Shabbos Nachamu? The best possible vart, hands down, is a yoifi, is a five star vart. It's the vart from the Avud Raham. I probably say this over every year. The Avud Raham says we now begin the Shiva de Nechemta, the seven haftoros of Nechama. For the next 7 weeks until we come to Rosh Hashanah, every single Shabbos we're going to read from Yeshaya, which Chazal tell us is called the Nechemta, a Haftorah of comfort. And Avud Raham says a brilliant, brilliant drush. The seven Haftorahs is really a conversation. The first Haftorah of this week where Hashem says, Hashem instructs the prophets. Hashem calls them in. Hashem calls in Yeshaya, maybe he calls in Yecheskel and Yirmiah and the Treyasar, and he says, I have a job for you. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. I want you to go to the people and give them comfort. Be mechazek them. There's a churbin, but do not worry, there will be a geula. Then we go to the next week, Parashas Ekev, the second Haftorah of the set. And they do their mission. Vatoymer. I'm sorry. So they go to Klal Yisrael, the prophets, and they make an attempt to be menachem Klal Yisrael. And before the prophet can even walk in, Klal Yisrael says to the prophets, "Go back, go home. We're not interested in your words of nechama." Vatoymer tzion azavani Hashem v'Hashem shechechani. Don't try to give us comfort. We're not interested. You're not going to succeed. We don't want to hear your words of comfort. So what happens the third week? The third week, the prophets go back to Hashem and say to Hashem, we failed. Your people don't want to listen to us. Ania soyara loy nuchama. The storm-tossed ship, referring to Klal Yisrael, is not willing to receive words of comfort. Lo nuchama, they cannot be comforted. They're just not receptive to nuchama. So Hashem thinks about it for a whole week. Got a problem. I send my prophets to give nuchama. My prophets go, and they reject it. The prophets come back and tell me they failed. What am I going to do? So after thinking about it for a whole week, Hashem says in week number four, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem. I'm going to do it. Forget about the prophets. I myself will go to the people and give them comfort. And indeed, for the next 2 weeks, Hashem himself gives comfort. Hashem says, Roni akara. Bring forth joy, you Akara v'lo yolada, a Klal Yisrael who is called the Akara v'lo yolada. Stop it already! Enough of the avelos. Roni, give forth sounds of joy. I want you to have simcha. And the next week, Hashem says, "Kumi oiri kivoyrech." May your light come forth. In other words, that's why it's double. Nachamu, nachamu. I want to give a double nechama. Anochi, anochi, double. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 2 weeks in a row himself goes and gives nechama with these two haftaros, the haftarah of week number five and week number six. 2 weeks of powerful nechama directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then week seven, Klal Yisrael says yes. We mekabel your nechama. Sois osis b'Hashem togel nafshi. Our soul rejoices. We have simcha. We accept your words of nechama. We are in a state of nechama. So this is the interpretation, the beautiful idea of the Avud Raham. Our very early Rishon, he has a parish on the Siddur, a parish on many things. And this is how he interprets the Shiva de Nechemta. It is a conversation between Hashem, the Nevim, and Klal Yisrael. Hashem says to Nevim, go give them comfort. They come back and they say they don't. Klal Yisrael refuse to accept. They don't want to accept. Nevim come back and say they don't want to accept. Hashem said, that's because I'll do it myself. Hashem does it himself for 2 weeks, and Klal Yisrael says, sois os b'Hashem. We rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept your words of Nechama. This is now what we embark on for the next 7 weeks. Okay, now let's go to another part. We begin with this parasha, I'll give you another idea of Nechama. Nachamu Nachamu Ami. That is the Haftarah. What's the first word of this parasha? The first word of this parasha is for Eschanan. I beseeched Hashem. Bo'esehi lemar. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me enter into Eretz Yisrael. I see that you've allowed me to witness the fall of Oig and Sichon. Maybe this is a sign that you will allow me to witness the defeat of the other 31 kings in Canaan. So Hashem says, I'm sorry, Moshe, you're not going. But it's a good try. Moshe Rabbeinu, he petitioned, he was misfalal Hashem. It's very interesting that the first word of the parashah is Bo'eschanan, and Rashi elaborates what is the sheresh of the word Bo'eschanan? Lashon chein. Words of Rashi are Ein chinun b'chol makom ela l'shoin matnas chinam, a gift. Af al pi sheyesh lochem l'tzadikim litlois b'maaseim hatovim, even though tzadikim have good deeds which they can use to their advantage, they can demand that they be rewarded. Ein mevakshim me'es hamakom ela matnas chinam, they only want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a gift. Okay, davar acher. Then it goes on to say, "Davar Acher Ze'echa Me'asar Lashana Shenikres Tefila Kedisa B'Sifrei." It's a lashon of Tefila, and in the middle, Rashi says, "What's the word for Eschanan?" It comes from the word V'Chanosi Esa Sher Ochoin. It's a lashon of Chain. Chain. Where else do we find the word Chain? Noach. The Noach Motza Chain Bnei Hashem. The commentators there say something very interesting. We know that a Sheresh is 2 letters, 3 letters, sometimes 2 letters, sometimes 3 letters, Machlex Rashi and Menachem. But the letters, the Sheresh, you always got to go in order. There's no such thing as a Sheresh, doesn't exist. Does not exist to have it's magic. Oh, you have 3 letters, so we'll switch around the order to make for ourselves a word. You have to go, a Sheresh always has words in precise order. Chain is the exception. Chazal tell us that Noach are the letters of Chesnun. The Noach Motza Chein Bnei Hashem. Noach is a very, I don't know why it is like that, but the reason why his name was Noach was because a name captures your essence, your identity, and Noach was Motza Chein, so therefore his name was Noach, which is the same letters as Chein in the reverse order. It's an exception to the rules of Sharashim. Why it is like that, I do not know, but it is. Pasuk. Okay, Chazal. It's the same thing. What is the sheresh of the word Nachim? Nun ches mem. A sheresh sometimes has 3 letters, sometimes has 2 letters. Mem, more often than not, means it's the plural. It's not part of the sheresh. The sheresh, when you have a mem at the end, it just emphasizes many. Okay, it's many. The mem is many. So therefore, you have a right to suggest that the word the sheresh, the word Nachim, is nun ches. Noach. And that's really what Nechama is. Nechama is to come to rest. A person is agitated. You're upset. It bothers me. How could there be a churban? What am I going to do now? Nechama means calm down. Just take a deep breath. Go out. Take 5. Cool. Go outside. Cool it. Cool off. Calm down. That's what Nechama really is. So the sheresh is noch, to rest. And what is nunches? V'noyach. Noach was the ultimate person of comfort, Motza Chein. So the truth is, you don't have to wait for the Haftarah to find Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. That's the Haftarah. The Nechama begins with Vo'es Chanan. Moshe Rabbeinu he petitioned, he beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Chein. Vo'es Chanan is Matnas Chinam Lashon Chein, Rashi says. It's Lashon Chein. The Nechama of the parasha begins immediately. And it's also teaching us a lesson, Derech Agav, is what is Nachamu Nachamu Ami? The Nechama is to be Mispalel. It's true we lost the Beis HaMikdash, but what is really, in essence, what is the Beis HaMikdash? Ki Beisi, Beis Tefila, L'chol Ha'amin. the Beis HaMikdash is a place of tefillah. We have tefillah. Chazal gave us a shachris, a mincha, a ma'ariv, birchas hamazon. There are so many tefillahs. The nechama that we have with the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, the nechama to all of our problems, can be found. The comfort can be found in the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has granted us an opening, has granted us a direct line to speak to Him through the koyach of tefillah that never came to an end. And that should serve for us as an achama. It's true, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash with all that comes with it, but we do have the koyach of tefillah, and that koyach of tefillah is by and large the essence of what the Mikdash is all about, and that is something to focus on so that we find indeed nechama. So in truth we have a triple nechama the Shabbos. We have Vo'es Chanan, and we have Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, V'Hachut HaMeshulosh Loi B'Mehera Yinotek. The Chut HaMeshulosh will not quickly come apart. It's a triple dosage of nechama we can focus on in this week's parasha: the nechama from Vo'es Chanan, and the double nechama that comes from Hashem through the Nevi'im, what we read in the Haftarah. Okay, that's one.
Like
Es Nachta is also Noach, comes to rest. You stop here, it's a period, you have to rest in the time Yanika. Okay, let's go to another very short idea. This is just a little idea. We have the word Nechain twice in the sixth parasha. We have it Vo'es Chanan, and at the end of the parasha, there is a prohibition of lo sichonein. Do not show favor to a non-Jew. It's a very, very interesting halacha. It takes up a big topic of discussion in halacha. You're not allowed to show chen to a non-Jew. Rashi says, don't say about a guy he's beautiful. Don't say about a guy he's great. They always teach you in yeshiva that we talk about the sports. All the children are into sports, into this basketball player. And this baseball player, and this one, he's great. He's the best. Did you see what he did yesterday? Did you see the moves? Did you see that one, the goal, and this and that? It's not so simple. It's not so simple to go and to praise, to wear a jersey with the number of your hero. This, to some degree, borders upon the prohibition of lo sichonein.
About
the Zara.
To wear
a jersey?
With a name on it.
With a name on it.
It's like you're making him an idol, so to speak.
Adolfsky said this?
Okay,
if you say.
In Rabbi Reis,
it's a chiddush, because it's not the minig olam. It's not the minig. Outside the Dal Amishim Halacha, outside the Beis Medrash, okay, the Mitzvah
is. It is wherever.
We don't want to. Okay, alright. Different derech, and Avodas Hashem. There's a different derech.
Coney Island Avenue also.
Coney Island Avenue. There are two sides of Coney Island Avenue. Okay. Okay. In any event, there is a problem. I'm just giving you a lo sichonein. You're not allowed to go say about certain things about goyim. Then Rashi has another interpretation. The word chayim means chania. Chania means dwelling. What?
Yes, to encamp.
To encamp. Do not allow them to occupy the land. You're not allowed to sell property to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very severe prohibition. It's a very big problem in Eretz Yisrael. You want to go give up. You want to give up property, and you want to give up territory to a goy. If Klal Yisrael has under their jurisdiction territory, and you want to relinquish it to the non-Jews, this is a problem, and this is the rise of lo sichonem, lo sitilhem, chanoya ba'aretz. If you have a home in the old city, and then you want to sell it to in the old city on the quarter, the eastern quarter. The Muslim quarter. Okay, so there are problems. If a person, the Jews own property, they want to sell it. So every problem, lo sitilhem chanoya, whatever the situation is. It is interesting is that Moshe Rabbeinu here, he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. Just point out this idea. Moshe is coming into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is demanding. He is demanding, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me come into Eretz Yisrael. And the term that he chose to use to describe his request, he could have chosen many words. There's no shortage of terms he could have selected to request entry into Eretz Yisrael. And the one that he selected was Vo'es Chanan. which means chen. And later in the parasha, the only other place where we have the word chen is lo sichonim. Do not also chen. Do not give a non-Jew possession of the land. Moshe wants the land, and we're not allowed to give the land to a non-Jew. Why is it a coincidence that both these words have the same sheresh? It's not a coincidence. It's to remind us that not only when you give up the land to a non-Jew are you violating. It's trying to impress upon us the following. Not only when you give up the land are you violating the prohibition of lo sichonim. It is a direct insult to Moshe Rabbeinu. When you relinquish land to a non-Jew, okay, I'm not getting into politics now. Okay, you're not talking about Gaza. I'm not talking about Sinai. Okay, but I want to bring this to your attention. When we're forced into a situation, we don't call the shots anyway. Okay, no one's coming to ask us. No one's asking our opinion. But when we're in a matzif of when land is given over to the non-Jews, it's not just we're violating lo sichonim. It's a patch and punim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he showed us the Chavivos Haaretz with the term Vo'es Chanan. And here the gift, the toil, the effort. What kind of Hakaras HaToiv? Even if we don't appreciate the land, we have a duty. And forget about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Forget about them, okay? Maybe, you know, they didn't necessarily, Hashem gave them the land because of their good deeds, because of who they were. But Moshe Rabbeinu, think about this, from all of the people in Klal Yisrael, who was the one that put in the most sweat and tears and blood that we should have the land? It was Moshe. Od ma'at uskaluni. Okay, Od ma'at uskaluni. Moshe Rabbeinu, for 40 years, he gave up everything for Klal Yisrael. They should go into Eretz Yisrael. Arabs, you could have it. Good for you. You want the Sinai, you can have it. You want Gaza, you can have it. You want the West Bank, you can have it. You want East Jerusalem, you want the Temple Mount, you can have it. Gesundheit. Hate. Okay, so we don't care, fine. Avos will say, listen, what do? They were in Canaan, Hashem just gave it to them. But Moshe Rabbeinu, this is betrayal. This is betrayal to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vo es chanan el Hashem, vo esahi leimar. It's betrayal to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's also worth something. That's also something to take into consideration. It's not a coincidence that these two terms are zeh l'uma zeh, vo'es chanan and lo sichonim. Okay, next idea. Okay, this is a cute vart. I saw this in Rabbi Schlesinger. Okay, this is a number of arts. But there has to be, so this is only a half-baked vart, and I leave it to you to be mashal in the depth of what this really means. The big number of this parash is 515, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel 515 tfilos, starting from, there are a lot of calculations. You remember the calculations? 515 tfilos starting from when? From Tu B'Av? Or from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah? I don't even remember. Shira. Five, Vo'eschanan is Begematria Shira. Vo'eschan is also, Moshe was mispalel 515 tefillahs, and Hashem said, don't be mispalel one more tefillah. If you mispalel one more tefillah, I'm going to have to say yes, and I don't want to say yes, so stop. There's a time to daven, a time not to daven. If you look in the Sfarim, the Likutim, you're going to find a lot of different types of interpretations of what it means, 515. What is the significance of 515 tefillahs? I came across yesterday another interpretation which I never saw before, which is totally new to me, and that is Moshe was Vo'esnapal Lifnei Hashem Arbo'im Yoim. We know that when Moshe davens for 40 days. That's Moshe, we have a precedent, right? When Moshe was Vo'eschanan, when exactly did he start davening? When did he end davening? Okay, so you can speculate, as many of the commentators do, and they try to figure out 515 to fit it into something. But you know, the best thing is to look back in the past, in the history, and where do we find Moshe? I mean, what's his technique? You know, every artist has their technique. So Moshe has his technique as well. And we have a precedent. His technique is Vo'esnapal Lifnei Hashem Arbo'im Yom. When Moshe gets serious, Moshe davens for 40 days. What is the Koyach HaTfilah? Well, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koyach HaTfilah is the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. I'm going to pass over What's the pasuk? Aver kol tuvi al panecha the yud gimel midos harachamim. Kibadecha. Hashem said, I'm going to give you, I'm going to teach you how to daven. I'm going to teach you the gift is I'm going to teach you how to daven. And what's how do you daven? You daven the yud gimel midos harachamim. What is so that means that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for 40 days. Every day he said the yud gimel midos harachamim at least once, right? If that's how the kriyat tefillah. But he said the yud gimel midos harachamim for 40 days in a row. What is 13 multiplied by 40? Mr. Marillus, mathematician. 520. 520. 520. He's my math teacher. 520. 520 is 13 multiplied by 40. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, let me find the pasuk, let me be reading the parasha. Moshe, you tell you davening to me every single day. The yud gimel midos sarachamim. Voeschanan, it was bigamatria 515. Moshe, on day 40, when you come to the midah of v'rav chesed, don't finish that midah. In other words, when you come to midah 8. Don't say 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So when you get to Midah, so when you get to Midah, V'rav Chesed, 9. I'll let you go through 8, but I'm not going to let you come to 9. So Rav Chesed is Midah, the different calculations of the Midos. When you get to Rav, stop. In other words, when you get to 5, 15, for 39 days, you can say all 13 midos. But on day 40, you can say Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. But when you get to Rav Chesed, that don't say. Rav Loch, Rav Chesed, you can say. That I'll let you say. But leave out the MS. Leave out, so that's really 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, which has to be the last 5, right? The last has to be 8. I'm getting confused. Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed, that's 7. I have 5 left, more to go. You know, 13, 6 more left to go. So I'm making, you have to learn the right calculation. I'm making the calculation. There's another one there. Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. Maybe it's Erech and Apayim. There are different calculations. I'm confused. I didn't prepare this well enough. You have to go and look over. There are many different versions of the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Sarachim. But the point over here is because the Shbrach was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not allowing you to finish all of the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Sarachim. The remainder of the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Sarachim, starting with the Rav Chesed, there are 5 left. Okay, you have to figure out the calculation. There are 5 left. You're going to stop in the middle. It should only be 515 and not 520. The last 5 you have to stop. And by the way, you should know there are so many pieces. It's not really clear what exactly are the we also discussed. Not really clear exactly what are the 13 midos. Then you got to stop. What's the Musar Haskel for us? So we go back to Parashas Kisisa. We have is that since Hashem did not allow Moshe Rabbeinu to say those midos are left for us to be mashlim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is a representative of Klal Yisrael. Just like Moshe wants to come into Eretz Yisrael for the Gula Shleima, we also want to come into the Gula Shleima. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you've come pretty close, but there's more work that has to be done. And in order for me to give over that more, in order for me to reciprocate and to allow those last midos to come to fruition, you as well have to be a partner in those midos. So it's very interesting. You go look in the parasha, in Parashas Ki Sisa, in the Yod Gimel Midos Harachamim. Okay, Mr. Rapport, you're always good with this. Where's the pasuk? You always follow me very quickly. The Yod Gimel Midos Harachamim, chapter and verse. Okay.
He has a breakout differently. Yeah, I know your cheshbon's a little short.
The other time, so where is it? Hashem. So what's his breakup very quickly? Hashem Kel 1, Rav Ches is 7. So he had the way I had it. Then it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 6 more to go. So that doesn't make sense. We're off by 1 then. So yeah, they have to come on to a different calculation. You have to come on to a different calculation, whatever it is. But in any event, the point we need is that being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to stop with Rav Chesed, Rav Loch, I'll let you say Rav Chesed. But the rest, you can't say. The rest, according to, I have no doubt that you're going to find an interpretation where it has from MS through Vinakei is 5. In fact, some don't even count Vinakei as one of the Yud Gil Mitzrachamim. So then it's MS, Netzchas Alafim, Avon Lupesha Vechata, you're done. So where do you have to add one more, Erech Apayim, you break up into two. Or you break up into Erech and Apayim. Hashem is Erech, that's really one. I don't know, Hashem, there are two Hashems, we did it already. I apologize to you, I didn't work out the calculation clearly, but this is for sure is the point. And that is, Hashem told Moshe, you have to stop here. What remains the mission of Klal Yisrael until the coming of the Geula, you Moshe Rabbeinu, Maisa Avos Simul Abanim, you represent Klal Yisrael. Even though Klal Yisrael is going to enter the land, it's not going to be a full entry because there's going to be Golos. It's not going to be the Geula Hasida. Why is it not going to be the Geula Hasida? Because I'm not allowing you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to say the last couple of words of the Pasuk. What are the last words of the Pasuk? Enes, Notzer Chesed Lo Alofim, Avon Pesha V'chata V'nakei. That means the avoid of Klal Yisrael until the coming of Geula is to work on these midas. It's to work on the midah of Enes. It's to work on the midah of to guard chesed, meaning to connect yourself back to the avos. The chesed that love Hashem, the chesed that Hashem, that the avos have done, is going to be a zechus for us. But the zechus is only when we follow in their ways. Okay, avon mefeshav echata means doing tshuva. There are three different types of sins. So this is the musr, is that these are things which we have to work on in order to be zechut to the Geula Hasid, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow Moshe Rabbeinu to be mashlim these midos in the Yud Gimel midos HaRachan. Alright, I see this not going that well. It's okay. Let's go on to something else.
Let me take this back.
Okay.
Can't all be winners.
No problem. Okay. Next vart. Let's try something else. Let's see how this one goes off. I'm not doing well here. Okay. Okay. Rashi, the beginning of the parasha, says as follows. Rashi, very interesting Rashi, and I have a contradiction. We have a very, very big problem in this parasha. Very big problem. Beginning of the parasha, on the word lemar. Eschanana l'Hashem bo esahi lemar. Rashi. Masei Devarim Veshanan. Rashi says, what's the meaning of the word lemar? We could have done away with the word lemar. The word lemar is not necessary. Ze'echad mishloisha mekaimo she'omar moisha lefnei hamakayim eini manichacha ad she'todiani im ta'aseh she'losi im lav. There are three places in Chumash, in Chamish Chumash Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, you're my hostage. You are my hostage. I'm not letting go of you until you tell me yes or no. That's like a shidduch. I'm not going to hang up until you tell me yes or no. I'm not letting go of you until you tell me yes or no. Three places in Tanakh, in Chumash. Number one here, the Sifsei Chacham fills in the three places. Number one over here is, are you going to let me go into Eretz Yisrael? Yes or no? I'm not waiting. You're not going to keep me in suspense. I want to know now. Give me an answer, yes or no. Right? That's what Rashi says.
Yeah, all
right. Rashi says, read the words. I'm not making this up.
I thought he was told.
No. And Hashem told him no. Hashem responded. Hashem said, the answer is no. You want to know right now? The answer is no. By Va'aschanana l'Hashem bo'eisahi le'mor Rashi, zeh, Echot mishloisha mekaymois she'omar moishe lefnei hamakayim eini manichacha. I will not let go of you I will not leave you alone until you give me an answer, yes or no. Yes or no. Now, what are the other two places? So the Ikar Sifsei Chachamim here in this Chumash, in Arsul Chumash, says the other place was when Moshe asked Hashem, I want my children to succeed me. I'm going to die, and I have to appoint a replacement. I don't want to appoint Yehoshua. I would prefer to appoint my children, Elazar and Gershon. Gershon and Elazar. Will you allow me to appoint them as my successors? Yes or no? I'm not giving you time to think about this, Hashem. I want an answer now. Now, right now. I thought that's what I Moshe to Hashem. And Hashem said the answer is no. The third example is Miriam. Miriam, kel na refa no la. And he first said, Vayom Hashem, he also, the word lemar appears in that section as well. You remember the Pasuk says that Moshe says to Hashem, lemar, kel na refa no la. Lemar, Hashem said, Hashem, are you going to heal her or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? She's sick. She has saras. She did an avera. Are you going to heal her? Yes or no? So basically, Hashem, I'm not waiting around for an answer. I want to know right now. Basically, Hashem told him, no, I'm not healing her now. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait 7 days, 14 days. You're going to have to wait 14 days. The answer is no, not immediately. The answer basically is no. So, three no's.
So, is it possible that he got three no's because he pushed Hashem in that such a way?
That's an idea. I don't know. I don't know. You have to look into this. Maybe interesting. Or maybe you'll want to say it wasn't a no because Hashem ultimately did heal her. She was healed 14 days later because she was healed, but not immediately. You can't expect everything happens right away. You know, things take time. I don't know. Okay, that's not really the point I want to make. But there are three times where Hashem...
What?
Oh, very good, very good. So it's what did Rashi say here? Am I making this up? In Parash West Chana, what does it say in the words over here? Ze echad leimar. Rashi was from Ruach HaKodesh. Ze echad mishloisha. There's no Shina Girsois here. Rashi in Parash West Chana. You read the Rashi in West Chana? Read the Rashi in Ves Chanan. Oh, we'll come to that. But here, I'm not making ze echad mishloisha mikaymos. Three places where Moshe held Hashem Asher's yes or no, and Hashem told him whatever the answer is. So now you're curious. You go to Paras Bahaloyscha, the very end of Bahaloyscha, where we have this whole episode of Tsaras. Miriam was ill with Tsaras. Okay? Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem leimar. Again, the word leimar. Kel no refon olor. Rashi leimar. Ma tam leimar. Omoloi hashideni imato merape osa imlaf. Hashem, I'm not. Hashem, tell me the answer. I'm not letting you go until you tell me yes or no. Ad shehishivoi v'yovio yirek yirak b'chonech. Until Hashem basically told him no. Hashem says, I'm not going nowhere. She's sitting over here for 14 days. That's it. The answer to your question is, when you're not traveling, she's going to be sick for 14 days. Finished. Then Rashi continues. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer biar boha mikoymois. Bikesh Moshe melufnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu lehashiva im yaseh sheeloisav im lav. Whew. Four places. Kayotze bo. And then Rashi quotes the four places. Three we already mentioned, and the fourth place is in Parshas Bo, Vayidare Moshe lufnei Hashem lemar. Hashiveni im goyalom ato im lav. Are you going to redeem the Jewish people? Yes or no? You're making of me. You're hiring me. You're recruiting me to become the leader. I'm only going if I'm going to accomplish. Will I do? Will I succeed? And what is? I'm sorry. What did it say? Vayera. Perek vav pasuk. What pasuk is it?
166.
Page 166. Perek vav pasuk. Yud Beis, okay. Vayidare Moshe lufnei Hashem hein bnei shol lo shumu lag eich yishveni faro bani aral. Since Rashi reads in the word leimar, will we win or not? Are we going to win or are we going to lose? Vayidare Hashem Moshe ve'alarun yaitzam le'yishol ve'alparim le'yishol lohitzias bnei shol me'yishraim. Basically, you're going to win. You're going to take him out. Lohitzias bnei shol me'yara. You're going to take him out. So we have a stira. We got a stira. I mean, this is a head-on collision. I mean, there's no way out of this. There's no room to wiggle. You have over here in Parshas Chanan three places. Oh, yes, it's four places. So what is it? Is it three or four? Good kasha? It's a good, strong stira. Well, the answer is Rashi, the words Rashi choose are a little bit different. Rashi, Rashi uses v'eini manichacha. I'm not letting go of you. I'm asking you a question. I demand the answer. And I'm not gonna let go of you. You can't just ignore me. When it comes to my children, when it comes to refuah, and when it comes to me going into Eretz Yisrael, maybe you would say that these things are essential for life. Healing, you can't live if you're not a well person. Children, my children need parnos. I need to know, children are children. You have to have what, and living, you have a place to live. You can't go live in the desert. You gotta have a place to live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's not the point I want to make. But when it comes to this Rashi is very delicate. He doesn't say, I'm not letting go of you. All Rashi says is, Moshe spoke, if I can borrow the expression, with chutzpah. Moshe said to Hashem, I want an answer. If you don't want to give me an answer, okay, I understand. I'm not going to pressure you. But under normal circumstances, you don't have the right to demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu an answer. So it's not really a stira. In four places, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaviyochel, if you can say such a thing, please pardon the expression, I don't mean it seriously, but he spoke to Hashem with chutzpah. Mm-hmm. Hashem, I demand an answer. From these four, where Moshe demanded an answer, Moshe had even more chutzpah, where he said, you're not getting away with not giving me an answer. But one of those places where he demanded an answer, he said, if you don't want to answer me, I'll accept it. But at least I want to impress upon you my desperation to get an answer. So it's not a steer.
The three that he said he's not letting them go are more personally related to him.
Okay, so you can analyze it. That's not the point I want to make. You can think about this. Did he answer yes? Did he answer no? You can extrapolate, you can add to whatever you want. But the point I want to make, I want to make a different point with regard to the Geula. So we have a stira. It's not a stira. There are four situations where Moshe was demanding. He was demanding. From those four situations where he was demanding, three of them, he did not take no for it. He did not let HaKadosh Baruch Hu get away with not providing an answer. But by process of elimination, that automatically reveals us that there was one case. What was the unique thing about Geula? Moshe spoke with chutzpah. Ribbono shel Olam, are you going to redeem us or not? And Moshe here did not hold Hashem to give him an answer. And that reveals to us something very fascinating in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu regarding the Geula, especially following Tisha B'Av. Okay, so now the bayis is Chorav, Tisha B'Av. We come to Parashas Veschanon. So now we have to work on the Geula. We have to start the process all over again. Bayis is Chorav, we need the Geula. How do we proceed? The lesson is, you have to demand. You have to be mivakesh. B'arbo mekoymos, Moshe was mivakesh. Ribbono shel Olam, are you going to redeem us? Yes or no? Answer the question. Mivakesh. But yeah, but when it comes to Geula, it's a chakelo b'chol yom sheyovo. But you have to give Hashem some slack. Because it has to be in the right time. We have to be ready for it. There are other conditions which are necessary for the Geula to come. We have to be holding. We have to be spiritually receptible to the Geula. That's the lesson that comes away from this, is that there are times when you can demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not letting go of you until you tell me yes or no. But the Geula is somewhere in between. There are other things in life you're not allowed to ask questions. Ruba de ruba, probably 99.9% of life, you can't ask questions. Yeah, you're a misfalel, okay, you're a misfalel. But you can't say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm not finishing this Shemona Esrei until you put in my mind, until I hear a baskel that tells me I get a text, okay? I'm not taking my three steps back until I get a text, yes or no. You can't do that. That's not the way the world works. But when it comes to Geula, you're not allowed to make demands. Okay, Moshe made demands. I don't know. We don't know what that means. What does that mean? Moshe, when it came to Miriam, when it came to his children, when it came to Eretz Yisrael, all right, you could. I don't know what that means. But when it comes to Geula, there's one thing that we do learn. Geula, we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem, are you going to redeem us or not? You know, we got a problem here. That's all part of the Achak Eloi B'chol Yom Sheyavo. It's to be Toiveya. It's to demand. We got a problem. We have problems in this world. And the only way these problems will be resolved is through the Geula. And just to sit back and take the Geula the same way we take everything in life, just like we realize that we don't have the chutzpah, we're not allowed to demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't hold Hashem hostage, and we can't even demand. Don't think that when it comes to the Geula, it's the same level. It's not. The Geula has a different nature. And the Geula we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, we can ask you, Hashem, are you going to redeem us? Now don't expect the Kadosh Baruch Hu to answer you, because we know what the answer is, that we have to be roi for the Geula. But the teshuka, the yearning for Geula, allows us to be mevakesh from Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's a higher level than what is average. That's the idea we want to bring out. Okay, let's go to another idea. In this week's parasha, we have Kibud Avoim. Okay, I want to tell you two ideas of Kibud Avoim. First idea, Kibud Avoim, we have in this parasha, in Kibud Avoim, we have the word, a word appears that does not appear in the Luchos Rishonos. We have the Aseres Dibros, right? Everyone knows. This week we have the Aseres, I think I'm very sure, I don't know if it's his word or someone else's word, but he says, why is it called, what's the Shabbos Nachamu? Nachamu, Nachamu Ami? There's a double Nachamu. The double Nachamu is that in this week's parasha, we have Kriyashma and the Aseres HaDibros. Two special things, this week's parasha, this is the Nechama, the Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, these two different Yesodas. In the Aseres HaDibros, it's a repeat of Parashas Yisro, but obviously there are a lot of differences. And one of the major differences is that it says the word Toiv. Okay, let me go to the back to Parashas Vo'es Chanan. Manhitavloch does not appear in... The Manhitav Loch does not appear in Yisra. Only appears in Parshas Veschanan. Kabei desavich v'yasimecha v'kasher tzivuch Hashem v'lokecha l'man yarichun yomecha l'man Yitav Loch. What happened to the word Yitav Loch in the first set of Luchos? It does not appear. And the Gemara needed this question. The Gemara, there was one Amora that said to another Amora, tell me, why doesn't it say the word Yitavloch in Parshas Veschanan? And how did the Amora respond? Before you want to know the answer, I don't even know if it says that. I don't even know what it says in the Torah. Before I go and I tell you the answer, why it doesn't say Yitavloch in the Luchos Shniyos, and in the Luchos Rishonos, I don't even know what it says in the. I don't even know if it says the Yitav, not Yitav. Okay, that's a side of Gemara. But what is the answer? The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a fasting chazah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. It's amazing, amazing. It's a very big nechama. It's a tremendous nechama, this concept, this incredible concept. Hashem knows the future. And because He knows the future, He acts accordingly. He protects us from ourselves. Hashem knows that we were going to sin the Chet Egel. And Hashem knew the luchos would be shattered. And Hashem knew that in the shattering of the luchos, there's going to be a loss of all of the brachos in the Torah. And if the word Yitav would be in the luchos v'shoidos, the word Yitav would have been destroyed. Chas v'sholem poska toivo mi Yisrael. Chas v'sholem toivo should be lost, should be denied, should be harmed, to be taken away from Klal Yisrael. So Hashem did not put the word toiv in the luchos v'shoidos. And now when we give the Luchos Shnius, which would endure forever, would never be shattered, Mimela, it's safe to put the word Lama Yitav Loch back in the Luchos Shnius, a bracha for the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim. Now I'm telling you of art, which obviously I can't speak from experience, but from my observation, from seeing other people that I know and their relationship with their spouses, I want to tell you of art, which I believe to be emes. In the beginning of the Torah, Hashem creates Adam Rishon. And Hashem says, Adam HaRishon, nu, you're an altabach. Adam HaRishon, how well he was an adult, he was created as a full-fledged adult, you need a shidduch. And Hashem says, Adam HaRishon, leitoiv heyois Adam levadai, e'ese le'ezer kinegdai. Adam, you're in a matzav of leitoiv. Leitoiv, you're all alone. What does that mean, you're all alone? It means he's a bachelor. He does his own laundry. He makes his own supper. He does things all by himself. Is that really what it means? Yes, that's the Pshut Shel Mikra. But I want to suggest that it means something entirely different. It means, Adam, Rachmana Litzlan for you. You don't have parents. You're all alone. Loitayiv Hayyais Adam Levada. The Iker Chibur is not your wife. The Iker Chibur is your parents. You're all alone. There's no one to give you Hadracha. Here you are. You're just roaming around the world, eating from Gan Eden, you're doing whatever you want. You're all alone. There's no one to take off their belt and to give you to whip you. There's no one to give you a frask. You don't have parents. You're all alone. You're just a wild man. You need some discipline. Who gives you the discipline? Not the wife. The parents give the discipline. Not the wife. The wife is too late by the time you get to the wife. She can't discipline you. The husband. The parents give the discipline. So that's from the pasuk. Loitoyv Adam Harishon is unique in that he lacks parents. Loitoyv Hayos Adam. And I'll prove to you this pshat. I'll prove it to you the pshat. And I'll tell you what I said on Tisha B'Av. Okay, this totally. I'm not going to take too much time. So but the basic story is. Forget about the var. The basic story is by the Akedah. It says Yitzchak says to Avram, Ayeh Hasel La'Olah. Where's the seh? So Avram says, Elohim, Yirloi Hasel La'Olah Bini. You're the carbon. And what are the next words? Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtav. By Adam, after Adam marries Chava, so it says v'hayu lebasar echad. They become one. Yachtav, they're one. The theme of Yachtav. You see by the Akedah that Yitzchak was not alone. By Yelchu Shnehem Yachtav, you see that Yitzchak was 37 years old at this point in time. Was Yitzchak in the darga of? Was he in a matziv of levada Yitzchak? No, because the pasuk says vayelchu shnehem yachtav. It's a very powerful term. Yitzchak, even though he was not married, he was a bachelor. He's 37 years old. Was not in the matziv of loitoyv heyois adam levado, because it says vayelchu shenehem yachtav. He has a mentor, he has a teacher. Avram also has companionship with his own child. Loitoyv heyois adam levado. So, but Adam Arishon did have has nothing. He doesn't have a parent. He has no mentor. He has nothing. So what can I do for you? What could I do for you, poor man? You don't have parents. You're the only creature, man, the human being in the history of the world that didn't have parents. This is not a good matzav. We'll do the next best thing. I will provide for you a zivug, and that zivug will now restore you to a matzav of the best we can do. You should not be all alone. Now, think about that. That means that when a person who's better than Adam, because a person does have parents, and then has a spouse. So when there is a spouse, first look, a person has parents, so he has parents, so he's not all alone. But he's now getting the benefit of both. Since Hashem only gave Adam a spouse in order to restore what's lacking, they don't have parents, that means when a person does have parents and gets a spouse, what does the spouse accomplish? Besides the fact the spouse accomplishes companionship and is an Ezer Kenegdo, and the person is not alone anymore, it also brings back in the person, in the husband's mind and in the wife's mind, a much greater appreciation for their parents, their own parents. You see very often children that they don't get along with their parents. They don't get along, or they get along, but whatever, you know, that's my dad, my mom, my dad, you know. I call them, sometimes they call them by the first name. Sometimes they have a very strange relationship. And then you see this by other people very, very often when they get married. All of a sudden, they have a whole new relationship with their parents. What?
Kids. They have kids.
Besides the kids, the care with the kids, the grandchildren, but by getting married, somehow some way, some form, whether it's magic or whether it's some psychological. Dennis here, Dennis will go tell us over here how this works in the mind. I don't know, that's not my department. But somehow you see this. I'm just telling you from observation. I don't know the methodology of how this works, the science behind it. But somehow when a man gets married, a woman gets married, it creates in them a whole new situation where they begin to develop and to relook at their parents in a whole new way. Yeah?
There's a Rashi that says exactly that.
So yeah, where's the Rashi?
After Imoy, by Sora, Rashi says...
Until that point, that person is the Chama. He's drawn after his mother.
Mother, it says, Meshemesa, when she dies...
Then,
and then
that's nechama. That's in koruch. It's not a contradiction to what I'm saying. It's not a contradiction. A person is koruch with law, but it's not as far as hadracha. It's not hadracha. Loitoyt hayozadim levado means I love my mother. She spoils me rotten. But when she tells me to do things in life, do I take it seriously? You don't understand me. I'm a different person. Don't tell me what to do. It's not a mussa relationship. What Toif HaYosan Levado has a connotation is, you need someone to tell you what to do. You need someone to push you around. You need someone to give you some advice on how to live your life. And Adam, a parent, that's what a parent does. A parent goes and tells a child, pushes you around. And then when you don't, then Adam didn't have that. Adam is no one, Adam is not kofuf to anyone. A child is kofuf. I have to listen to my parents. Rashi discussing koruch etzel imo. Your koruch that has more of a chiba. He loses the words of nechama. I hear the Rashi. We have to look at the Rashi. We have to analyze the Rashi. But I believe that what I'm saying is not a contradiction. That Rashi, you have to look at it in the proper light. So let's leave the Rashi aside for the moment. Okay, we're running out of time. So let's just go back to the point I want to bring out over here. Adam loy in this new interpretation. Loitoy tayoyis Adam levado without parents. Adam doesn't have this. Hashem says to the next best thing is to give you a zivuk. If this worked for Adam HaRishon, who never had parents, alachas kama v'kama ben b'nei shel kal v'chomer, a person who does have parents, and then he has a certain gaiva and independence. Listen, my parents are my parents, but I'm my own man. That's a mitzias, because I guess it comes from Adam HaRishon as well. I'm my own man. I don't take my parents seriously. And then when he gets married, now, all of a sudden, you're in a new matziv that opens up in your mind a whole new relationship of understanding. I'm no longer, you're no longer in a matziv of loitoyv hayoyis odom levado. I now can connect to my parents through my wife. My wife opened up in my mind this ability to connect to my parents, and that's like a yitzhak. Vayelchu shneim yachav. You're connected now to your father, to your parents. Okay. Wait a second, hold on a second. Therefore, we can now appreciate why it is specifically the word toiv that appears in regard to kibud avo em in the lucho shnios. Why from all of the aseres adibros is the word toiv, it's missing lucho shnios, and now appears lucho shnios. Why is it? Because leman yarichu yinecho leman yitav loch. Why is the word mida keneged mida? Because Loitoyv hayoyis adam levado is something that a person is missing with regard to his parents, not in regard to his wife. The common man will tell you, loitoyv hayoyis adam levado, the wife is the toiv. I'm telling you, no, loitoyv, that's true, I'm not denying that, that's true, but there's another layer of interpretation. Loitoyv hayoyis adam levado is the parents. It's not good to be without parents. Adam has no parents. Ezer kinegdo, you have a relationship with your wife. Wonderful, that's a bracha, that's cool, toiv. No question about it. That opens up for you even a bigger toiv is to go back to your parents. Now we can appreciate that when a person now has that appreciation for the toiv of his parents, you now have that appreciation in your life for your parents. Oh, it's deserving. I shall reward you. Mido kineged mido, leman yitav loch. Because leman yitav is a word, the first time the Torah used the word, I mean, talking about toiv with the bria, but when we talk about toiv with regard to Adam, the first time the word toiv with regard to a human being is used is with regard to being alone.
And everyone just going to tell you that refers to a wife. If that's really the case, why is it just so when it comes to Eloisachon, Eishes Reyecha? It should use the word Toiv Eloisachon if you'll be Nizer and not being Eloisachon, Eishes Reyecha, Leman Yitavloch. You'll focus on your wife. You'll focus on your wife, and you're not going to go focus on the Eishes Re'eyu, then Eishes Re'eyu. Ah, Leman Yitavlach, because it says Loi Toiv Hayois Adam Levada, by a wife, right? So if you want to go give me a bracha Leman Yitavlach, Lichayra, a much better place to say the word Leman Yitavlach should be in the divra of Vesachmat Eishes Re'echa. So what's the word Toiv doing by a parent? That's not the place where the first time we have the word toiv. Go back to the beginning of the Torah. Loi toiv heyois adam levado. Ask a child, it means a wife. I'm telling you, it doesn't mean a wife. It means a wife also. Of course it means a wife. But I'm telling you, it also means the parent. Adam, you're roaming the streets. No one's giving you mussar. Where's your father? Where's your father? Where's your mother? I'll give you a wife. It'll be a me'ein. It'll be a me'ein of what it was like to have a father and a mother. Memela, everyone who comes afterwards, wow, it's like on steroids. You get a wife, so not only did you get a zetz from your wife, not only she beat you up, not only that, but in addition, when she beats you up, now I appreciate what it meant when my father beat me up. Now I have a whole new perspective with my parents. Oh, so then now I'm not in the madrega of Lotoiv Adam Levado. I want to call my parents every single day. Many married people, they speak to their parents more than they speak to their spouses. They call their parents every single day, and their wife they talk to once in a while. What?
Parents don't have a
So now we appreciate why it says Toiv. What? You don't buy it. We're striking out of here today, big time. Okay, so now we appreciate why it says Leman Yitavloch by Kibud Avoim. Okay, we're running out of time. Let me tell you another var before we run out of time. Just last thing, Mr. Rapport. One more var. I got a lot of more things I wanted to tell you. We're running out of time. All right. Let us tell you one var that I
have. Loi
Toiv to run out of time. Okay, let me tell you something very important. Another thing. The says there is a Zocha V'Shamar. There's a very fascinating Rashi. I think this Rashi is very sensitive Rashi when it comes to Shomer v'Zochar. Rashi on the Aseret HaDibra says, we have Shomer v'Zochar. This, in the Aseret HaDibra of Parshas for Eschanan, what does it say? It says, Shomer, right? Where is the Aseret HaDibra? Okay, Shomer. Pasuk Yud Beis is Shamar. What does Rashi say? Uvu Rishoyne Soiber, it says, Zohar, remember. So what is it, remember or guard? So remember is the positive aspects of Shabbos, and Shamar are the negative aspects of Shabbos. Yeah. On Shabbos, you may not do the Lama Tes Melachis, that's Shamar. But on Shabbos, you don't just sit in the room in the dark. On Shabbos, you have to have a Su'udo, you have a special Tfilois, you have to do positive things in order to enhance your Shabbos. So Shabbos has two dimensions. There is the positive element of Shabbos, Zohar, and there is the negative element of Shabbos. B'divur Echad, they are inseparable. You cannot separate Zohar v'Shamar. And Rashi here elaborates in very beautiful words. Most people don't even know this Rashi. And I'm going to read the Rashi according to the Girsa in this art scroll, this Svar HaMachedim, has much more flavor. Rashi says, it says, V'Shonis Chu'eimer Zohar, Shneim B'divur Echad. So he writes over here, Shneim Svar HaMachedim. Bedibur echad nemru, uveteva achas nichtavu, uveshmia achas nishmu. Three dimensions, my favorite word if you noticed. Three dimensions. Three dimensions in Zohar v'Shamar. There is Dibur, when Hashem spoke, it came out together, Zohar v'Shamar. It was nichtavu, beteva achas, supernatural. On the Luchais, when you look at it, Mitzadech, it looks like it's Zohar, but yet it also looks like Shomer. That's Lamal Derech HaTeva. And when it came into your ear, it was same thing. It was Zohar v'Shomer. B'dibur uv'teva uv'shmiya. What is Rashi telling you? Rashi is telling you that on Shabbos, there are three dimensions to Shabbos. Mitzad echad is the dibur of Shabbos, the daber dover, to daven, to make kiddush. You're giving over how you speak to your children, to your family, to your wife. The koyachad, everything about Shabbos is what you give. Dibur is to communicate, to give over, to daven to Hashem, to speak to your family, to sing zmiros, to give. That's zochar v'shomar. There's an element of the loisaseis and the positive. Then there's the nichtavu b'teva. What is a teva? A box. What is a box? An environment. What is a word? A word is just basically a container. Why is a teva a word? It is a container for dibur. A teva is a word. The word teva means two things. It means a word, and it means a box. It's really the same thing. Because when you take ink and you put that on paper, you're basically putting in a box, you're putting in a container, a concept that you speak. A container is environment. The environment that you create for Shabbos must be zochar v'shomer. You have to light candles, you have tablecloth, you have to have good food, you have to have an Erev, you have to create for yourself a Shabbos-like environment. B'teva. Teva means the physical location. And what's the third thing? The third thing is Shmia. What's Shmia? Shmia is you to be receptive to how other people enjoy Shabbos, the passive element of Shabbos. You go to shul. The rabbi speaks, he gives over. Someone bestows their Shabbos upon you. Shabbos has three elements to it. There is what you provide, there is the environment that you create, and there is being on the receiving end. You can be in a Shabbos-tik environment, but you have in your home, someone has something to offer. Someone can offer you Divrei Torah, someone can sing to you a new niggun, someone can give you good food. Shabbos has to be both giving and taking in the proper environment. Shomor v'zochar is b'dibur echad nemru, b'teva achas nichtavu, or v'shmiya achas nishnu. Three different elements of Shabbos. This fits very well, I think, in the three different tefillos of Shabbos. Ato kidashta, yismach Moshe, and ato echad v'shimcha echad. At night, Ato kiddush, the kiddusha comes from Kodesh HaDibur. If something is mundane until you declare it, kadosh. You we declare this is Ato kiddush, Es Yom Hashvi'i L'Tachlis Shemayim V'Aretz. This is we declare, we give kiddusha b'dibur. Shabbos day, Yismach Moshe b'Matnas Chelki Eved Eman Kros L'Kilut V'Es Brosh Nesad L'Bemul Al Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the ultimate environment. Ultimate environment is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. And our Sinai, Koloi Subrakim, the mountain was full of grass. It was the ultimate environment of Kedusha. Okay, Hagbala, there was Hagbala, separation. There is no Mokim in the history of the world that had so much Kedusha like Har Sinai for the moment. For the moment, it was Kadosh, 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 the moment of Har Sinai. Rashi, V'lo Yod, it will never happen again, but Pumbi, to have such a thing, such a revelation in this world, such a revelation. Mokim. And then, it's the world praises us. The world says, Mika Amcha Yisrael, we are on the receiving end, the Shemia, the receiving end of Shabbos. We've made Shabbos, and now let's take it all in. Let people contribute. Let others come and contribute towards this Kedusha. Let's hear how they react, and let's build upon that. So this Rashi is telling us that you say there are three dimensions to Shabbos Kodesh. There is the Kiddush of the Dibur, B'dibur Echad, there is the Teva Achas Nichlu, and then there is the V'shmi Achas Nishmu. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Be well. Nachamu, Nachamu Rami.